What a remarkable man Whitty was, not only to conceive of weaving carpets, and of course his great contribution was to weave on a vertical loom, and also to pre-cut the woolen tufts before they were woven into the warp and weft of the carpet, but also to be able to conceive these glorious patterns and to produce carpets of flowers, really. He used, it was said, to go out into the fields and collect flowers, not only to inspire him, I suspect, with the design of the carpets, but also to extract the vegetable dyes in order that he might dye the woolen yarn. And then, having made the carpets, he was producing things that have lasted for 250 years. And some of the examples that are in places like Powderham, Saltram, Chatsworth, are still as wonderfully coloured as when he first conceived them. An amazing man. A great, great Georgian. A wonderful figure in the Age of Elegance. Thomas Whitty died in 1792. His son took over the factory. Sadly, the son died. He was only aged in his late 30s. Following that, there was another Thomas Whitty, Thomas Whitty III, and he died again at a fairly young age, and his brother, Samuel Rampson Whitty, carried on the business until the whole lot, sadly, became bankrupt in 1837. So no carpets were made in the town then for over 100 years. Until Harry Dutfield started the present factory in 1937.
Thomas Whitty, he's buried in the United Reformed Churchyard up in Chard Street.